Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, slight chance for storms. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Max Velasquez of KNDY Radio again down here at Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center in Blue Rapids, speaking with Jeannie Zedek, who really helped put this day on, get everything going here for all the residents and staff. So, Jeannie, what do we have going on here at Blue Rapids today?
Well, today it is all week. It's Nursing Home Week, so we're celebrating our residents, and all nursing home activities have been planned for this week to really kick it off, and this is the first one. We are doing Fire and Ice Track. They're here today. Feeding the residents, it's been wonderful, and we have KNDY here doing the live broadcast. Thank you, Matt. And also at this time, we are going to do kind of just some social with inviting the community to come out, visit with the residents, really get to know our people here. Just want to keep that community going. We're also going to interview, I think Max is going to talk to a couple of our residents and visit with them so we can really get to hear their experiences. And then after this, the next week, we have a lot of activities planned, too. We have, we're going to do a casino trip tomorrow, so hopefully we'll win big.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end on Friday, we're going to end with a barbecue with all our residents, kind of out here on the patio again, having a good time. And on Thursday, I don't know, it's kind of a surprise what we're going to do. I don't know, we'll have to ask Sandy, she's our activity director, she'll surprise us. So I just want to make sure everybody all comes out. Comes and joins us and has a good time. Cambridge is down here as well, so the residents are really getting to interact with each other, so that's really nice. We're really enjoying it, and thank you, Max, for coming out and helping us
with this on. Of course, it's been our pleasure. KNDY Radio down here at Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center this afternoon, enjoying Skilled Nursing Care Week.
Mid-America Network News. The Sedgwick and Sumner County Sheriff's Offices are working to recover two sets of human remains found in Sumner County. Authorities say the remains were found in a rural area near Belle Plaine, Kansas. They are believed to be connected to an ongoing homicide investigation. The last time the victims were seen was at a residence in Wichita on January 1st, 2024. Police in Manhattan are getting $250,000 to go towards improvements to their investigative lab. The Riley County Police Department announced in a press release that Kansas Senator Jerry Moran visited the Law Enforcement Center on May 13th and found a need for upgrades to the working conditions for personnel and evidence preservation. Moran signed off on $250,000 to go toward helping the Riley County Police Department improve these areas of their lab. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof, with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make the job work for you!
A 54-year-old Kansas man is in jail on suspicion of attempted second-degree murder. The arrest comes after an Oklahoma man claimed that a Kansas man chased him and shot at him Saturday night. The Montgomery County Dispatch got a call just before 8 p.m. Saturday regarding a shooting and a vehicle chasing another vehicle near Coffeyville. Deputies arrived to talk to a man from Skiatooka, Oklahoma. He told deputies he was chased by a black Challenger from Caney, Kansas. According to the sheriff's office, shots had been fired at the Oklahoma man's car, but the man was not injured. The alleged suspect's vehicle was found at a home in Caney. During the investigation, a 54-year-old resident was arrested. Shawnee County officials debated the future of wind and solar energy farms yesterday. A handpicked group will decide whether projects can move forward in the county, and there were plenty of mixed opinions from the community. For solar energy, the planning staff is pushing for a one-year moratorium. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. For the past 6 months, the Adams County Board of Commissioners has been looking to upgrade communication equipment throughout the county. Recently, the commissioners approved a motion to do so with a one-year deadline, investing approximately $1 million into those upgrades. In 2021, Adams County sheriffs could not effectively communicate with Nebraska State Patrol during an active shooter situation in Juanita. The current system the sheriffs are using has been in place since 1982. Commissioners have selected First Wireless based in Lincoln to supply all emergency response agencies in Adams County with new radio equipment. Here's what Adams County Commissioner Tim Reams had to say to KSB Local 4.
We're adding four towers configuration in the county, so there's a big umbrella. So anywhere in the county is going to be covered, and there's overlap, so it's really a good system. And it's something that's going to last this county and take us way into the next 25, 30 years.
Hey, Wichita, why did the chicken cross the road? To get better deals at Rusty Eck Ford. No fooling around. Our prices and selection are no laughing matter. Choose from over 220 vehicles on our lot and ready for you. Like this 2023 F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Escape 2.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. At Rusty Eck Ford, you get top dollar for your trade on over 220 new cars to choose from. And Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. Rusty Eck Mobile Service offers free pickup and delivery, making it easy to maintain your new Ford at peak operating performance from the comfort of your home or office. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Keith Bramhall of Vermillion has filed for re-election as 3rd District Marshall County Commissioner, having served since 2019, filling the unexpired term of Lynn Feldhausen. Bramhall was elected to a 4-year term in 2020. Jerry Zayas with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. They're partnering with Four Rivers Housing through the North Central Regional Planning Commission for future homeowner opportunities. There are several child care grants available. Mainly, they focus on low to moderate income. Several businesses have taken advantage of 0% $10,000 loan programs, and the Partnership for Growth asked the board to consider increasing appropriations for 2025 by an additional $20,000 to allow more businesses to participate. Partnership for Growth has pledged $10,000 toward a planning grant match for the Blue River Rail Trail for connections in Marysville. Washington County Public Works reporting to commissioners last week, the landfill may be able to serve perhaps another 50 years. Recent discussion regarding land acquisition for expansion led to exploring options, which include building current cells up and going vertical. An option to put a construction demolition pit on top of the old landfill will extend the life considerably. Public Works also advised number of loads dropped during the recent free landfill days was down considerably from previous years. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting discussed the rural housing study, rural development, and how to fund these, as well as the health care sales tax question, the county equipment rotation schedule, a road resolution being considered, as well as requests for American Rescue Plan funds. Later in the meeting, they tabled an agreement with Wichita State University for a housing analysis pending guidance on smaller community development. They spoke with the emergency management director about developing a plan for communication radios that would allow law enforcement, fire departments, and first responders to better communicate back and forth. Commissioners approved a health reimbursement account with funding for those county employees who do not qualify for a health savings account. After a lengthy discussion and a brief closed session, Gage County Board of Supervisors denied on a 2-5 vote a motion to approve a new utility line permit for broadband expansion in Midland Township by Pinpoint Communications, noting overlap and overbuild of broadband in areas already served. Wise use of public funds and the need for broadband in other areas was mentioned in discussion. Approval was given for a $4,000 contribution toward the Blue Springs Ballpark for signage from the Visitors Fund. A recall petition against Gage County Attorney Roger Harris appears short of a required 2,273 valid signatures, with perhaps less than 1,500 submitted by last Thursday's deadline. Kerry Jones was alleging neglect in investigation of animal cruelty related to several dozen horses in need of care that a Beatrice veterinarian was keeping. They were seized and 17 died before the remainder were sold at auction. In a court settlement, the veterinarian was barred from having horses in possession in Gage County and was cited for animal neglect. Tuesday is primary election day in Nebraska. Polls open 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Voters reminded that a state law passed last year means voters must present a valid ID, which includes your name and a photo, before you cast your vote. In Gage County, contested races for supervisor include Republicans Jim Enns and Emily Haxby, D2, Rick Claiborne and Ashley Mason, D4, and Democrats Sue Davis, John A. Hill, and Don Shuler, D6. In Pawnee County, for District 1 Commissioner, Republicans LaVon Heideman and James Tease face off, while Pawnee City residents will vote on a 2% city sales tax extension set to expire this summer, with proceeds to pay for bonds on a past street project, as well as city services and economic development. Again, polls open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the Nebraska primary election today.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Max Blasky again at KNDY Radio down at Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center in Blue Rapids today, talking with resident and longtime Blue Rapids resident Vic Stanley. So, Vic, why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
I'm Victor Stanley, but everybody calls me Vic, just like my mother did when she had me 98 years ago.
And Vic, a longtime resident here in Blue Rapids, you ran a grocery store for many years, correct?
I have lived here in Kansas for 75 years and had a grocery store for 40 years. Stanley's Hot Class Food Store, over in the location where the museum is now located.
And Vic, before I let you go, you were telling me a little interesting story that you actually communicate with your son through radio. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm a ham radio, and so I can communicate with a bunch of people. Ordinarily, it's just my son who lives in Seneca, but I try to talk to him every day.
the history of radio spans many generations, and we're celebrating that this week with National Nursing Care Week here in Blue Rapids.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers may continue into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, and more showers possible into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are still likely into Thursday, otherwise mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Then some scattered showers possible into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain into Friday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the lower 80s. Then rain may continue early Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Still a chance for some rain early on Sunday morning, then sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s, and some rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 75, record high on this date 95, the average low 53, and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 8:33, sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Inch or two of rain widespread across the region Sunday into Monday. We were close to the 2-inch mark here at the studios in Marysville.
Looking for lively outdoor activities for the kids this summer? We share one fun suggestion today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 14th, the 135th day of the year. Film producer George Lucas has a birthday, and the final episode of Seinfeld aired on this night in 1998. Blowing bubbles is great outdoor fun for kids, and the bigger the bubbles, the better. You can find all kinds of recipes online for making giant bubbles, most of which include combinations of dish soap, water, baking powder, and glycerin, or corn syrup. But a group of physicists studying the structure of bubbles believe the secret ingredient for the ultimate giant bubble may be guar powder, a food thickener found in your grocer's baking aisle. The giant bubble competition sounds like a fun summer activity for the kids. Oh, and don't forget a giant hoop to dip in your bubble recipe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors. Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer.
hard work, and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Beatrice Health and Rehab says congratulations to the Beatrice graduating class of 2024. Great success is undoubtedly in the future for these young people. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care. Sheer Quality Furniture wishes the Beatrice seniors every success in your future career choice. Graduation is just the beginning. Congratulations to the 2024 high school graduates from Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in Free Sports Physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final three-game series weekend for college baseball across the state of Kansas, as Kansas State is coming off their three-game weekend against West Virginia, where they ended up going 1-3 for the series, winning game number one with a 4-3 victory. They were shut out in game number two last weekend, 0-13, and lost on Sunday with a 5-12 loss. They're now getting set for BYU, where they bring it back home to Manhattan, Kansas, with a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday series to wrap up the regular season. Kansas State is currently sitting 29-21 for their overall record and 13-14 in conference play, with a two-game losing streak currently going into the new series. In Jayhawk baseball, they have one more series as well coming up on the 16th, where they head down to Texas to take on the Longhorns for the final series of the season. They wrapped up last weekend going 2-3 against Houston at home in Lawrence. The Jayhawks are currently 29-18 overall and sitting 15-12 in conference play.
VIP seating is available now for The Front Man, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot. Get up close to see Larry Stewart from Restless Heart, Tim Rushlow from Little Texas, and Richie McDonald from Lone Star sing hit after hit. A table of eight is only $400, which includes seating up front, 8 tickets to the show, appetizers, and beer while it lasts. To reserve your seat in the Money Tampon VIP section, go to CrankHankFM.com and click on the VIP section. Limited seating will be available with The Front Man, Money Tampon, and KQAM.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
The Bill Schneider Family Sunflower Chapter of the National Football Foundation gathered at Kansas University's Burger Union last week, recognizing 12 different high school football scholar athletes across the state of Kansas.
Helping out in the community, being a leader on and off the field. Also, I run like 2 or 3 clubs at my school, and also just staying sharp in school. All came to this.
I've worked pretty hard, both in the classroom and on the field.
It's very nice to see my hard work be rewarded.
You can't find your identity in your sport all the time. You know, you need to find it in other things. Take respect for your family and your friends and God, I think. I think it's good to just have other identities other than just your sport.
I use football to glorify God, and that's really why I'm here. And I think that platform for my faith has been great. And, you know, I think we can reach a lot of people through football, but this life is so much bigger than that.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Catch up Tuesday as regional golf play scheduled Monday, rescheduled for Tuesday for area teams at Washington County and at Nemahal Central for Marysville. Regional baseball competition continues today. We'll air the Frankfort Centralia game versus Blue Valley at Mission Valley this afternoon about 4:30 on FM 95.5. In the early game, Mission Valley entertains Wabunsee. Marysville takes on Nemahal Central. That game at Concordia this afternoon about 4:30 will follow Ellsworth versus Southeast of Saline. Regional softball action gets underway. Marysville facing off with ACCHS at Nemahal Central about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And it's Valley Heights versus Republic County at Alma at noon. Frankfort Centralia meets Jackson Heights in the later game at Alma.
Regional baseball coverage continues Tuesday afternoon on KNDY as Frankfort faces off against Blue Valley. Live play-by-play action on FM 95.5. Streaming online at KNDYradio.com or download the free KNDY FM mobile app. Regional high school baseball live on KNDY.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Attention Pony Express Catbackers, this is Wyatt Thompson. The cats are coming to Marysville at Landall Lanes at 2005 Center Street from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 on Thursday, May 23rd. Our program features Jerome Tang, football offensive coordinator Connor Riley, student athletes, new alumni association president Adam Walker, Willie the Wildcat, and the K-State cheer team. The event is free and complimentary hot dogs and chips will be provided. Call 785-562-2186 for more information. See you May 23rd in Marysville. Go Cats!
Highland Community College would like to congratulate the area high school graduates for their hard work and dedication. Are you ready for your next step? Highland offers classes at affordable rates close to home and online. HCC summer and fall enrollment is open now. Complete the free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Need more information? Phone 785-442-6020 or visit highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to thank the men and women of the United States Armed Forces for their bravery and dedication shown every day while serving our nation and maintaining our freedom. From all of us at Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Leo's Jewelers raises the flag this Armed Forces Day to honor all the military men and women. These brave individuals protect America and have earned our heartfelt thanks. Leo's Jewelers in Beatrice, established in 1953, a tradition of excellence, offering the finest jewelry with service of the highest quality.
In Central Oregon, you'll find a cave tour that is quite popular. In fact, you'll most likely need a reservation well in advance in order to tour it. But this cave is unlike what you may have in your mind, because this one is made of lava. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
We may think of a volcano as a mountain peak that blew its top. Visitors to Newberry Volcanic National Monument are often surprised at just how big this volcano is.
The volcano itself is 75 miles by 27 miles. It would take you over an hour to drive south to north on it.
Hannah Croxton says she often compares the sheer size to some other volcanoes visitors may know.
While popular volcanoes like Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood, South Sister are about 5 to 6 cubic miles, Newberry is 120.
This is a vast area to explore, and there is a lot to see. One of the most popular points is a special kind of cave.
It is a lava tube, and it was formed from Newberry about 65,000 years ago. It's a mile long in length. It's the longest continuous tube in Oregon. A lava tube is a type of cave. The other type would typically be limestone.
It's good to get a reservation in advance to visit the cave, as tours often fill up. There are miles of trails to explore, roads you can drive, and vistas to be seen. Hannah truly enjoys sharing this place with others.
The joke that I love to tell visitors is Newberry is better than Crater Lake because we have two lakes and Crater Lake only has one lake. So that's usually my go-to joke, but it's just absolutely gorgeous out here. The obsidian flows are some of the most easily accessible ones. There's even a trail that you can hike on the flow. It's about 3/4 of a mile.
Don't let the absence of a soaring mountain peak fool you. It is an interesting volcano to explore, perhaps much different than anything you may have seen, and maybe that's just what is so special here. It's a national monument that preserves a landscape unique in the nation. Traveling the countryside in Newberry Volcanic National Monument near Bend, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
Again, Max Blatsky with you live here at Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center in Blue Rapids this afternoon as we have been celebrating National Skilled Nursing Care Week, not only what the workers do here, both at Blue Rapids and Cambridge and Marysville, but also the residents and the life they live here in these residents' homes. Again, we have been celebrating with Cambridge and Marysville and Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center of Blue Rapids. Swing on down here the rest of the afternoon and help celebrate this National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
This year, National Skilled Nursing Care Week embraces Radiant Memories, a tribute to the golden age of radio. Radiant Memories call to honor the enduring legacy of skilled nursing care centers, creating memories for their residents and staff. Skilled nursing centers and their staff show an incredible commitment to care this and every week of the year.
Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfurt Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfurt Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfurt Community Care Home.
Join in celebrating all skilled nursing centers during this National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
Advanced technologies are impacting all aspects of agriculture, including crop insurance. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Risk management is going digital as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Data and technology are mainstream in production agriculture, but some related industries are still playing catch-up. One of those is crop insurance. Mike Day is the former business head for Rural Community Insurance Services. He says there could be many advantages for farmers who allow precision ag data that's generated from their machines to help customize their policies for crop coverage. It won't necessarily lower their premiums, but reporting with electronic data would be a lot easier by saving time and reducing paperwork.
To populate acreage reports, to tabulate harvested production, and really kind of work the insurance policy from end to end, from planting to harvest. So it's a slow uptake, but I think there's more and more interest now in ways to make it simpler for the farmer to get the data they need to get a policy established and, if need be, work through a claim.
Young farmers are apt to be tech savvy, but this is still a relatively new idea in the insurance world. Day says more and more companies are jumping in, and he predicts using electronic data will be mainstream in a few years.
Part of it, I think, is actually education training on how to use it. The other part is having systems that a company can utilize to take that data, clean up the data, use it to populate a policy and issue coverage. That it's ongoing. It's hard work to really get it to where we would like it to be, but we're making progress.
As insurance innovations continue, real-time data will help fine-tune crop insurance products and coverage. With that data, farmers could negotiate better rates. But to take advantage of this, they must be willing to share their data, which is often a touchy subject because of ownership rights and privacy concerns. Learn more about insurance and data management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Purdue Ag Economy Barometer took a beating last month. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
America's farmers, or at least the ones surveyed in April for the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, are a bit pessimistic about the economy. Purdue Ag economist Jim Mintert says the barometer includes current conditions and future expectations, both of which dropped significantly from the month before.
Producers are increasingly showing concerns about their financial situation as they look at what's taking place here in 2024. And I think a lot of that obviously is related to the weakness we've seen in crop prices.
One potentially positive sign, says Mintert.
We're still getting more people saying that they expect to see farmland values rise over the next 12 months than expect to see it fall, which is why the index is still positive in the sense that it's above 100, but clearly less optimism than what we saw before.
Mintert says the survey also noted growing interest in leasing farmland for solar.
Although our survey isn't large enough to really discern this, we suspect that those higher lease rates are probably in areas where farmland lease rates are higher, for example, in the Corn Belt. And then obviously in some areas where the demand for solar energy, for whatever reason, is higher than in some other locales.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sims back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday here, still mostly higher in the livestock and lower in the grains and the oil seeds today. We've seen choppy two-sided trade for corn, but now mostly negative. May corn down 2¾ at 455 and three quarters. July's down a nickel at 467 and a half. Bouncing off of yesterday's big rally, sharply lower numbers all across the wheat market. That includes Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all down. July Kansas City wheat's down 16 and a half to 683 and a half. With September down 16 cents at 697. Oats are also mostly mixed today. May oats up 1¼ to 415, but July down 2 at 424. Soybeans are still down. July beans down 7¼ at 12.25 cents. August down 7.5 at 12.16. Now the meal is a bit higher. May soybean meal up 120 at 362.80. However, soybean oil is sharply lower. July down 180 points at 43.35. July cotton down 300 points at 74.63. Into the livestock now. As mentioned, it's been a nice day for the cattle markets. The June live cattle is up 282 at 178.40. August up 292 at 176.32. Pretty significant gains for the feeder cattle markets today. The May contract up 420 to 243.57. August up to 255.97. That's a gain of 467 on the day of trade. And higher for the hogs as well. May lean hogs up 32 to 91.77. June up $1.10 at 98.57. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, we see the stocks mostly unchanged. The Dow is down 39 points at 39,391. S&P is up 1 point at 5,222, and the NASDAQ up 42 points at 16,430. Into the energy markets, we see crude oil down $1.12 at $78 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses a nickel down to $2.45 a gallon. Heating oil is down two at $2.41, and natural gas down a half at $2.37. Into the metals, June gold's up $15.70 at $2,358.70 per ounce. May silver up 28 to $28.50 per ounce, and the dollar index still down 18 at 104.91.
Hey, Wichita, why did the chicken cross the road? To get better deals at Rusty Eck Ford. No fooling around. Our prices and selection are no laughing matter. Choose from over 220 vehicles on our lot and ready for you. Like this 2023 F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Escape 2.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. At Rusty Eck Ford, you get top dollar for your trade on over 220 new cars to choose from. And Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. Rusty Eck Mobile Service offers free pickup and delivery, making it easy to maintain your new Ford at peak operating performance from the comfort of your home or office. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit. Must find it.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout.
Soil temperature and moisture level greatly influence when producers should plant cotton. K-State agronomist Logan Simon explains the ideal conditions for cotton growing.
Cotton seed germination and seed growth emergence are we usually think of them as being favored by soil temperatures at 64 degrees and above. In Kansas, we tend to use a 60-degree Fahrenheit threshold for cotton in that seed zone. So thinking about where that cotton seed is going to get placed. We've had some warm temperatures this spring. It's been a pretty warm April, but we've had a couple cold snaps come in, some cooler days. And so that has definitely influenced soil temperatures across southern Kansas, our cotton growing region. Part of that too, with soil temperatures, highly impacted by soil moisture. And we've got dry soil conditions largely across central and western Kansas right now. And an important thing to keep in mind with that is that drier soils tend to have greater temperature change in response to air temperature.
Simon relays an online resource available to growers that forecasts and evaluates soil conditions for planting cotton.
The North Carolina State University Cotton Planting Condition Calculator. It predicts planting conditions based on projected 5-day growing degree day accumulation or growing degree day unit accumulation. And the way that those are broken up is we've got a ranking from very poor up all the way up to excellent based on degree day accumulation. And that really gives us an idea of the kind of conditions that we're going to have following cotton planting. We really want to be in that good, very good to excellent range when we're talking about that time after cotton planting.
He discusses the current planting circumstances for cotton in Kansas.
To give you an idea of where we're at right now in South Central and Southwest Kansas, in Harper, that real South Central location, we're sitting at good for the next week or so. Go a little bit north to Hutchinson, more adequate to good. And certainly as you get out to Southwest Kansas at those higher elevation sites, at Moscow, we're sitting at marginal to adequate. And here at Garden City, we're sitting at more like poor to marginal. So we got a little ways to go before we'll be hitting good conditions there.
That was Logan Simon, Kansas State University agronomist on cotton planting considerations. Learn more in the April 24th issue of the K-State Agronomy E-Update in an article titled Soil Temperature, Weather Forecast, and Seed Quality Are Critical for Cotton Establishment. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sims back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday here, still mostly higher in the livestock and lower in the grains and the oil seeds today. We've seen choppy two-sided trade for corn, but now mostly negative. May corn down 2¾ at 455 and three quarters. July's down a nickel at 467 and a half. Bouncing off of yesterday's big rally, sharply lower numbers all across the wheat market. That includes Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all down. July Kansas City wheat's down 16 and a half to 683 and a half. With September down 16 cents at 697. Oats are also mostly mixed today. May oats up 1¼ to 415, but July down 2 at 424. Soybeans are still down. July beans down 7¼ at 12.25¢. August down 7.5 at 12.16. Now the meal is a bit higher. May soybean meal up 120 at 362.80. However, soybean oil is sharply lower. July down 180 points at 43.35. July cotton down 300 points at 74.63. Into the livestock now. As mentioned, it's been a nice day for the cattle markets. The June live cattle is up 282 at 178.40. August up 292 at 176.32. Pretty significant gains for the feeder cattle markets today. The May contract up 420 to 243.57. August up to 255.97. That's a gain of 467 on the day of trade. And higher for the hogs as well. May lean hogs up 32 to 91.77. June up $1.10 at 98.57. Taking a stroll down Wall Street now, we see the stocks mostly unchanged. The Dow is down 39 points at 39,391. S&P is up 1 point at 5.
5,222, and the NASDAQ up 42 points at 16,430. Into the energy markets, we see crude oil down $1.12 at $78 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses a nickel down to $2.45 a gallon. Heating oil's down two at $2.41, and natural gas down a half at $2.37. Into the metals, June gold's up $15.70 at $2,358.70 per ounce. May silver up 28 to $28.50 per ounce, and the dollar index still down 18 at 104.91.
Hey, Wichita, why did the chicken cross the road to get better deals at Rusty Eck Ford? No fooling around. Our prices and selection are no laughing matter. Choose from over 220 vehicles on our lot and ready for you, like this 2023 F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months, or a 2023 Ford Escape 2.9% APR for 72 months, or a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. At Rusty Eck Ford, you get top dollar for your trade on over 220 new cars to choose from. And Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. Rusty Eck Mobile Service offers free pickup and delivery, making it easy to maintain your new Ford at peak operating performance from the comfort of your home or office. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with.
Along with the new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups, both 1500 and 2500 models, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2024 Chevy Equinox, the RS and LT packages, and a 2024 Chevy Blazer Premier. See it today and test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a day of lower readings, the major stock indexes were higher this morning. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones had gained 39 points. The S&P was up by 0.2%. The NASDAQ was ahead 0.4. Take the good with the bad. Americans' credit card balances ticked downward from a record high in the first 3 months of this year. But the Federal Reserve Bank of New York says more households are behind on their credit card payments. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile may be driving out of the Kraft Heinz garage before long. The Wall Street Journal says Kraft is exploring a possible sale of the hot dog and cold cuts division for up to $5 billion. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is losing Melinda Gates. She's leaving the foundation that was launched more than 20 years ago with her now ex-husband, the co-founder of Microsoft. Melinda French Gates says she's taking $12.5 billion to focus on work with women and families. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.